Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, come and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Hallelujah. Come on, sing. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, Jesus. Set us on fire with your power, with your glory, with your spirit. Oh, Lord, we worship you today. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by Church Girl Dresses, the place where good girls shop. Everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear, with sizes up to XXL and 26W. This is the place where you go to find everything you need, because there's nothing wrong with being holy and fine at the same time. Visit churchgirldresses.com. We got you covered. Our topic for today is reading God's mind. Glory. Reading God's mind. And our scripture is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's called in with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can still hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Or even better, you can hear the recording by following the show so that the recording is text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day for you to listen and share that word with others. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF, and text that message to phone number 33222. You will receive an automatic confirmation containing today's teaching. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, reading from the KJV. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Listen to that again. For my thoughts, meaning God's thoughts, hallelujah, are not your thoughts, meaning my thoughts and your thoughts. Neither are your ways, meaning my ways, the way I strategize, the way I plan, and the way you strategize, and the way you plan. My ways, the way God would necessarily do things, says the Lord. Come on and give God praise for his word today. What is our topic, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. Reading God's mind. A few years back, someone came out with this genius idea of having these little bracelets that had the letters WWJD. And those words meant, I'm sorry, those letters meant, what would Jesus do? And the premise of that slogan was to provoke us to challenge ourselves in the way that we live our lives, so that before we respond to someone or before we respond to a situation, we would stop and ask ourselves the question, what would Jesus do? And hopefully our corresponding action or thoughts would be in alignment with the Word of God. Well, as time went on, the WWJD began to be more of a commercialized slogan than really living out its true meaning. Everybody was buying the WWJD bracelets. It became a fashion statement more than a spiritual cleansing or provocation to live right. You know, just as Easter is more about the bunny than the resurrection of Christ, Christmas is more about Santa Claus and giving gifts than the ultimate gift from God to us of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So here we come to the Word of God, and it reminds us that the way we think and the way we do things are not necessarily in alignment with actually what Jesus would do. And this is important because part of the fallacy of the WWJD slogan was that because it didn't necessarily bring about the answer, people summarized or determined what Jesus would do based on what they would do. In other words, we define how Jesus would respond within the context of society's mores and norms. If society would respond in way A, then Jesus would have responded in way A. If society said that something which used to be wrong is now right, then Jesus would say it was right. You see, we change the context of the Word of God because of Isaiah 55:8. It did not say that God's ways are predicated on our ways, but so that our ways need to be predicated on God's ways because God's thoughts and God's ways are not our ways. So we should be following him, not demanding that he follow us. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, the Bible teaches us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, you got to study the Word of God. You got to read the Word of God. Because if you don't, you will be easily led astray, easily bewitched by every doctrine, every time somebody gives you a scripture, because you don't know the Word for yourself. If you want to read God's mind, if you want to know God's thoughts, if you want to know God's ways, hear in his Word. So you can't get caught up in trying to make God out to be whom popular culture wants him to be. Even now, some are saying God is a she, when the word very clearly tells us God is the Father. But no. Popular culture says God is a she because that comes in and that, you know, that gives feminism what it wants. That gives people who don't want to deal with gender what they want. That's why you can't just say WWJD. You got to say, but let me give you the answer. It's in the Word. Glory. God is the leader. We are the follower. Sometimes I would hear people say, well, that scripture doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense to you. It doesn't have to make sense to me. God's thoughts are not my thoughts. God's ways are not my ways. Or sometimes I would hear people say, well, that scripture seems contrary to another scripture. That's because you haven't you study the word, then you will understand how to apply it. Sometimes God has expanded upon something he said previously. For example, you know, we now no longer have to offer animal sacrifices because Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Now, God did not do away with the law that a sacrifice had to be offered. Rather, he fulfilled the law by letting Jesus be the ultimate sacrifice. But you still have some now who are trying to take you way back to the Old Testament to say you need to give this kind of new offering. We need you to give an atonement offering now. We need you to give this kind of offering. All of those things. Sometimes just to get more money. Jesus is the ultimate offering. He's already taking care of all these things. We don't have to give all of these different offerings anymore. Do you see what I mean? You got to study the word of God to show yourself approved. In the book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible states, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. You see, God is his word. Therefore, as it teaches us in Numbers 23, God can't lie. He can't change it. Whatever he said, this is who he is. God is his word. So God, he may have mercy on us through his word. He may forgive us through his word. He may expand upon his word. He will do all these things, but his word is the foundation. That is the mind of God. In Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way. It doesn't matter if you want to say Buddha is the way. The word says Jesus Christ is the way through eternal life. I don't care who you want to serve, who you want to put up there in proxy, only Jesus is the way. Reading the mind of God. Hallelujah. In Romans 3:10, the Bible teaches us that there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9-10, if we will declare with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What would Jesus do? How do I know what God wants? How do I read his mind? It is in his word. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the only way. If you want to know if you are going to make it to heaven, the simple question I ask you is, have you given your life to Christ? If you want to know if you are living right, the simple question I ask you is, are you living in alignment with his word? If we are fornicating, if we are an adultery, if we are gossiping and backbiting and backstabbing, if we are planning wicked devices against people, we're not in the word of God. Go and read Galatians. Go and read the book of Timothy. If we are in homosexuality, we are not in the will of God. Go and read Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 28. What would Jesus do? The answer is in the word. How is God thinking? The answer is in his word. What are the ways of God? Read his word. Get involved into his word. This is, hallelujah, how you know the mind of God. Let's get ready to go into prayers with this great teaching. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to live right. Father, we want to live right. We want to do right. We want to live right. Father, we want to be ambassadors of Christ. We want to be changed. We want to be sanctified, which means to be set apart. Father, we want to be holy. We want to be filled with your spirit. Lord, we want to meet you in peace, for all will see you. But Father, we want to see you in peace and hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. We want to live, Father, our best lives here on earth, and then we want to continue to live our best lives in eternity with you and not be cast into hell with Satan and his angels. So, Father, help us to know your mind by reading your word, by studying your word, by living your word, by getting the word in deep down into us so that it lights our way, so that we live it, we think it, we breathe it, we embody it, we exemplify it, we roll bottom it. So help us, Jesus. We don't want to do things our way anymore. We don't want to succumb to the world thinking, or even our own flawed thinking. But we want to submit unto you. As you've taught us in Romans 12, 1 and 2, we want to submit ourselves to you. We want to renew our minds. We want to be able to prove your good and acceptable and perfect will by studying and living your word. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them throughout their day. Bless them in their speech. Bless them in their walk. Bless them in their talk. Bless the fruit of their womb. Bless the seed of their loins. Bless their household. Bless their jobs. Bless them in their car. Bless them on the bus. Bless them while they're walking. Whatever they're doing. Glory. Send down your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, I will submit to the mind of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me give the altar call and then we will end with our task for today. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden or who have not been following God's way, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will study my word. Now, Father, I correct that to say I will study your word. Now, Father, I confess that I will live your word. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I confess that I will seek your ways and your thoughts. I want to be led by you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise God. Say, I will follow the mind of God. Now, our topic for today is reading God's mind. Your task for today is to get into the Word. Get you a Bible verse. Matter of fact, you can just use Isaiah 55:8 that we focus our teaching on today. That in your mind. And you study like I taught you. Go back and listen to this again. Get these scriptures together. Get everything in your mind so that you don't succumb to the world's way of thinking. All right, please go to www.churchgirldresses.com. Make your orders, especially for Easter. There are great selections there, but you need to order by tomorrow at the latest to receive it in time for Easter. There's everything from young, trendy, and chic to conservative to traditional church clothing and hats. Churchgirldresses.com. All right, I'll see you in the morning. You don't need a psychic to know the mind of God. All you got to do is get into his word. See you at 7. I love you.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.